Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Water, Brother Maher, y'all on? I don't see Coheed on the line.
I'm on.
I'm here.
He said he was going to be on. Maybe he can't get in. You want me to call him?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
I'll mute myself, and I'm going to call him, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'll go on. Last week, we talked about the most powerful hand document in America is the National Register, and because it carries with it 11 executive orders that went into effect in 1962 up under John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy, him and his brother, the lawyer, they wrote this these executive orders and tried to get them into existence at that time, and they wasn't ready for it because none of these executive orders was in existence at that time in 1962, which would be almost 60 years ago. But when we study history, when we look at what the federal government controlled in 2022, and we go down the list of these executive orders that Kennedy didn't wanted to put into existence in 1962, we're going to take a look at the federal government, which controls the United States. And the Democrat Party and the Republican Party don't control a goddamn thing. Get that through your mind. They already told you in the protocol about voting in the Democratic and Republican Party. We're talking federal party, which is the federal government as we see. They started off as the party, but now they're the federal government. This party, over the period of 60 years, we'll look at these executive orders. Executive order number 11051, it gives the president, so he can put these in a port, responsibility for the Office of Emergency Planning, give authority to put all other executive orders into effect time of increase in the national tension or economic or finance crisis. Definitely going to be in Executive Order 11051. We're definitely going to be into that.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, real quick. Just want to let you know I talked to Cole, and he's wrapping up something, and he's asking me probably in about another 10 minutes to call him back to conference so he can be part of the show, okay? So just want to let everybody know what's going on, all right? Because he's trying to get wrapped up something that he's working on real quick, and he can't get away from it just a second.
Yeah, he's with that voting. But it'd take me about 15 or 20 minutes to explain these, to show the people that the federal government is already in control of these executive orders that we speak, but they weren't in control with these executive orders in 1962. But in 2022, every last one of them, they're in control, have complete control, meaning that ain't no Democrat Party and ain't no Republican Party got no damn power in America. The United States is all America, meaning you part of America. United States, America comes first. America is the federal government, the name of the federal government, which is a corporation that rules and leases land to you that live in the United States. You lease land from the government. You don't own a damn thing. Executive Order number 10995 provide for government to take over all communication media. They already did that. Executive Order 10997 provide to take over all electrical, power, petroleum, gas, fuels, and minerals. They already did that. Executive Order 10998 provide for a takeover of all food resource and farms. And that one right there killed the black farmer. That executive order right there killed black farmers, because before 62, look how many black farms it was in the 50s, the 40s, and the 20s. And see, that executive order right there, they took over all our food, and look at how obese you done got. Look, your health problem that you in since this executive order went into effect. Just look at it. We looking. We taking a look, strolling down the lane here, Brother Mahal. Executive Order number 10999 provide for a takeover of all modes of transportation and control all highways, seaport, airways, etc. Well, the federal government controls that as we speak. Now, this one right here is, they completely did this, but two-thirds of the people worked for the federal government. executive order says provide for mobilization of all civilians into work brigade under government supervision, meaning that you will work totally. I don't give a damn what company you work for. You'll be working for the federal government. Executive Order 11001 provides for government takeover of all health, education, and welfare functions. Well, you can see they undid that. Executive Order 11002, designate, this is very interesting here, Postal General to operate a national registration for all persons. They already did that. You had to do that when they started drafting you. All of that shit. If you get mail, you registered with the postal service. Executive Order number 11003, provide for the government to take over airports and aircrafts. You are up under federal guidelines. All airports and all aircrafts is a federal crime if you mess up in any one of them places. They already did that. They took over that. Executive Order 1104 provides for the housing and financing offers to relocate communities, build new housing, I like this one here, with public funding, designate areas to be abandoned as unsafe and establish new locations, populations to exist. They have done this with your housing. Two-thirds of the people have government-subsidized homes. They own all of it already. Executive Order number 11005 provides for the government to take over railroads, inland, waterways, public storage facilities, et cetera.
Okay. Got you merged in.
Okay. And Brother Cole.
Yes, sir.
I just did all 11 of the executive orders to let the listening audience know that in 1962, these 11 executive orders was not in effect, but in 2022, they is 100% in effect, meaning that the federal government, which is the federal party, has complete power over the Democrat, Republican, or any other damn party that's in the United States. The people that live in the United States lease land from the federal government. You don't own shit. This is something that the people don't understand, especially people that look like us, because they don't know nothing about the government. So I wanted to hip them to what's already done happen that you are totally unaware of. So I turn it over into your hands, Brother Cole.
Well, it's not so much about what you know about the land. The land is insignificant. The whole thing now is mine. The land, the minds of the people that's in the land. Because nobody owns the land. The land belongs to the Creator, but the people that own the land tend to dictate to other people. What we've got now, and I talked to my brother Mihara a while back. Let's go back and look at Reconstruction. What's really happening from Reconstruction up to now? There was a time prior to that the Democrat and Republican was the same party. The party split off. After it split off, you had the Dictocrats and Republicans. They were most Republicans were either black people in the North or sort of joined up and a few whites. A thing after Reconstruction, a thing came into play called the Fusion Party, where they went and the Dictocrats began to emerge and intermix with it and created another party. Power now is not the party that you think it is, there is no Republican or Democrat party now. Those are just words and names of illusion, because the mindset and ideology of the old is now running what they call the Grand Old Party, GOP. What you got to look at, they went back and calculated how many African Americans belong to the Independent Party. They're neither Democrat or Republican. They found out that the largest political party that's visible is the Independent. Now they come to the Liberals. They're going in now, and they're creating another party come next year. See, the thing that Trump is doing is trying to keep them going to prison. So what he's doing is I'm going to run for office just to save his ass from going to jail. But there's a party started by Andrew Yang, and I think the lady, I don't know her name, called the Forward Movement. That is the fusion party. They're taking disenfranchised Democrats, disenfranchised Republicans, and merge them all together, come up with a whole new party. And we know the way things are going, we got the midterm election in 3 or 4 days to determine who's going to run the Senate and the House. It's always a mess up at this time. That does not mean they're going to run it in 2024. We got to understand what the protocol say about the government, thing called freedom, and all these things. You've got to look at that. They'll create a monopolistic form of government from the other government. Because this party that we're talking about is that we're incapable of ruling ourselves. So they're going to run things under the label Democrat or Republican. There was a change of Democrat or Republican Party. That's been done away with. We've talked about it. Even though it's still out there, there's remnants. But the real deal is a Federalist movement, the Federalist system, which is controlled by the Zionists. The mayor?
Sorry about that. I was I muted myself.
Yeah, yeah. So I brought it back to that. What people are getting is window dressing, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. But the real is called the shadow government, the one you don't see but running things. You're talking about inflation. They control inflation. They control the recession. I forgot that's in protocol. What's that in protocol? What, brother? You got your book, and now I get mine real quick and check exactly where it's at. Let me grab my book. Because we're at that stage. They are dictating through the chain of the so-called political parties. As you said, this is a republic, they call it. To the republic of which it stands, it does not recognize any, you say, you know, democracy. It's not democracy. It's a
right.
Democracy.
We were talking about that prior to the show, Cole, when you was talking about that fusion party, and I said, well, you know, we all know that this is a republic, and everyone else who've been doing what they were doing under the auspices of America, the corporation, has been given a license to do what they're doing, any type of party springing up, a license is legal definition is permission granted to do a thing which is not allowed. It's illegal. So to get around that, you are given license to do something. A license is also temporary. As quick as they grant it, they can rescind that easily.
That is so correct. In protocol number one, it says, political freedom is an idea but not a fact. This idea one must know how to apply whenever it appears necessary with a bit of the idea of attracting the masses of the people to one party for the purpose of crushing another who is in authority. This task is rendered easy if the opponent has himself idea of freedom. What everybody talking about? We need freedom. We need to do this. There is no such thing as freedom in a capitalist society. All these laws, they're changing going back because it's set up according to the plan. This is an orchestrated plan, people. The government you don't see is running things. what you got in the front is one of the, is to keep you in a, keep you in a frightful, keep you confusing, where you don't think. It's high time for us to think. Yeah, the election is coming up, but your vote only counts on the local and state. It has nothing to do with the national, because the national is determined by the electoral college. That's controlled by another whole party. Are you still there?
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm agreeing. I hear what you're saying. That's right. And we're finding that out now, because people at the grassroots are actually the ones who are sincere, are honestly trying to get things done and set the playing field so that it is what we've all been told prior to getting knowledge of what's in the protocols, other types of documents and writings and stuff that has been around all along. That's where they're becoming disenfranchised. They're going, you know what, we need to leave these political parties alone. And still the whole thing about forming new political parties, folks, you have to be fully awoke. You have to be fully woke to not fall into another or a new snare. That's what's going on right now. So it's called people, let's put it in a simple term, esoteric term. People have been given a strong delusion that they might believe a lie. This is what we got going on. It's laid on thick too.
And that's why in the scripture says there will come a time when you believe a lie and be damned. You'll believe a lie, but you believe, and most folks know when they hear a lie. But they rather follow a lie than the truth. And that's what we are right now. They're talking about how many lies being told. Politicians lie all the time. Because remember, no matter who's in there, he only has one vote, one fucking voice.
That's correct.
The inflation going on has nothing to do with Biden. It has to do with the corporations. They de-inflate the price. Federal government just now raised the interest. You're going to raise interest to lower. Come on now.
And truth be told, when we talk about as you're laying out, and Brother Dawadia started out with just reading the executive orders. Okay, so you have all these different political parties. The two biggest in this country we know, Republicanism and Democrat. Okay, what I haven't heard outside of us discussing this, they got a party. This is a party. That's a party. What is the creator system called? Because that is not what anyone's following. And the creator system that he lets us know in so many words, he has his own, if you want to say he, has its own system devised, taught us how to use it, put us in it, and say, let's go operate. It's no different than us having gone to basic training and boot camp. You show up, you want to be that thing you see marching down the street because those cats are getting ready to graduate. And you're like, yeah, I want to be like them. I want to be sharp like them. And you just got off the thing. The trainers deliberately put in your view, and I think y'all can all attest to this, they put in your view, you guys just got here. You guys, 8 weeks later, 12 weeks later, will be like that. Okay, in order for you to be like that, you have to follow the guidelines, obey the orders, do all those other things that are necessary so that when it's your time, you're marching down the avenue, and then other new guys coming in fresh off the bus are seeing you, and they want to be like you. But you're given all of the things necessary to function and operate. Created the same thing for us. Okay, listen, here's it. This is the system. This is how you live in while you're here in your skin suit. Do these things, and you will not be damned. Do these things. These things will work. If there is a problem, then go see so-and-so. Go see a brother like you, Cohen. Go see him, because this man's got the guidance. It's been tested and proven. He knows. He's developed the wisdom for the and the foresight for how something can go wrong and what to do, how to head it off, any event it does. Now, you know, I'm mentioning this for a reason, Cole, to show you that the government, the proper, is not, when we are in uniform, has nothing to do with your political persuasion. What does it say when we take our oath? To uphold, support, and defend the Constitution of the United States as a whole different law, okay, against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And when it falls apart, our job is to do what? To seize and restore the basic tenets of what that Constitution was that we raised our hand and swore an oath to uphold, support, and defend. When it goes to mud, that's how they can move martial law. Martial law is not a political party.
No.
It is all of those in the service first, as we raised our took the oath to bring it back into order. We're not the presidents of any state. We're not the government. We're not the governors. We're not any of that. We're not the mayors of the city. But we're supposed to run it in a way that no one can accuse us of being in violation of the Constitution. And so many young people today, especially the immigrants coming over, and I'm not trying to hate on them, they don't know jack anything about it. They got over here, they saw an opportunity, they came over because of the opportunities, and yet you hear the way they talk, and they're talking as though the way they came from their home country is how they're trying to make it go, and that's not going to work here. They're learning now. It's not going to work here. You can't do that like that. So all of the breadcrumbs and everything else that these political parties are throwing out to people, and I just posted a video today where the guy was talking about the low birth rates of the whites and how three different plans were put forth starting from the 1986 up until now.
Uh-huh.
And the reason they cannot implement it, because it will seem very obvious what's going on with this. So the only last leg of Plan 3 was the importation of immigrants to get around whatever else is going on. And that's a marvelous plan. Protocol talks about, to an extent, not exactly worded the same way, but they do deal with that. They talk about, before it comes to mud, they talk about the mob rule.
Mob rule.
Right.
Mob rule. So it's whoever has got the power. This is not just some guy from the hood, and he's out there trying to make because he doesn't have the power to impose anything on anyone at large. He doesn't. So, but his mindset is being used in mass to bring something else to an end, to usher in something else. This is how, so ignorance is beautiful for them. Go ahead, Cole.
To bring to the point that they don't want to be orchid. Yeah.
Brother Cole.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, and we go to protocol number 10. It says the mob form of government, which is came out of a liberalism and a democracy form of government. That's the Democratic Party. They call them the mob form of government. And this is so true. We have given them voting, which we have made the instrument that will set us on the throne of the world by teaching even the very smallest unit of members of the human race to vote by means of meeting and agreeing by groups. We'll then have served this purpose and will play its biggest part in giving us power over the Goheen.
What paragraph are you on the 10th, on the protocol number 10?
10th chapter protocol on page number 30.
The mob cherishes a special effect on respect for the
Let's talk. See, if the government, the Democrat has become a mob form of government for the last, since Barack Obama and Clinton era, they become a mob form of government, where to the point that they went into fighting over the White House. So you can see that the Democratic and Republican both is a moral form of government of hatred towards each other. The protocol said that they would set them up by letting them vote for power to create this moral form of government. And one other thing, Cole, that I wanted to talk to you about, get your idea on. This boy with this new party, he's a Chinese. So what is the Chinese doing starting a new political party in America? And he's going to have plenty back from China. He's going to have plenty of money coming from China. The contestant with the most money always win the race.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is he such a popular senator? That's a racist. That's a book of the order of war. That's something used on your race. So what you think about that, Cole? Because me and you know the book of Arms and War. We done told him. This man here is still bloody Chinese. That's an infiltration. That's just in the protocol in the 30s, the protocol said they let their women start marrying the Goheen and take the child to get complete control. They said that in protocol.
I'm looking at this thing called the Fallen Move, the platform. More unity, more to unite us that ties us. The forward part. Americans can fix any problem that we face with this new party. It talks about people, plan, everything you're saying is a part of it, controlling it. And it's called the forward party. People on the line, look it up. It's called the Forward Movement, and it gives you the whole plan, what their plans are, the breakdown, the of a forward party promises an alternative to bipartisan. So they claim they're going to be the one to come in and do the healing. Does it not say that in protocol that we will create chaos, and then we will come in and be the one to calm it? We create it, and we want to go in and to calm the thing down. So what you're doing, we're all just pawns in the game. Now, in this chess game of life, now, Brother DeWar, I consider an expert at chess, but there are more than one form of chess. There's a form of chess that's played by time and by numbers and by movement. There's one that's played straight out, that we call a pool, a jailhouse chess, or a straightforward chess. And then there's a chess that's played by numbers and precise movement. And you can't rush through it. So you got to set every movement but each piece means on the board. Now, I asked the folks, what's the most important piece of a chess game?
Mm-hmm.
What's the most important piece of a chess game?
I was calling it the queen.
What do you say, DeWar?
They say the queen.
How about the 64 squares? Without the 64 squares, you can't play the damn game.
Yeah, the 64 squares is the most important part. And 6 and 4 is what?
10.
Yeah.
Who is number 10?
If you got the squares, you can't play the game.
Who number is 10, Oco?
That's y'all's number.
That's right. Yeah, some people I'm presuming would not like to play us in chess because I get accused of playing chess like I'm fighting a war. Because there's different styles of playing. Me, I'm going to go in and I'm going to come in diagonal and I clean that whole backside out.
And then
maybe if I feel like it, I might go for the pawn, but I'm trying to jam you up back there with your administration. Okay? Yeah, I'm going to lock the queen down, maybe not take her right away. You can castle all you want. But the guy said, damn, you play like you're fighting a war. And I kind of looked up at this guy casually. That was the last person I played where he actually made that statement. I used to get that kind of reaction. In the military, we don't say that. We're playing chess for the most part. There's different styles guys play. You guys know this. But we play like we fight. Look, hence the old Marine Corps movie with the Black Knight, the White Knight versus the Black Knight. That's a chessboard they're on. That's a straight-up chessboard. So we have a different style.
When I play Cohen, my end game is the most important thing to me, because the end game, I'm going to leave you with a bishop, and I'm going to have a knight, and I'm going to tear your ass up. See, a knight move 8 different ways. I'm going to beat you to death. If I can get you into that scenario, I take every one of your damn pieces, and me and you play the end game with a bishop and pawn, and I got a knight, and you got the bishop, and I'll beat you most of the time using that strategy.
Well, I've seen you play and beat guys in 3 moves, man, and shut them down. But I'm bringing back the live thing. So if we understand these various ideas, so this forward party is becoming another piece on the chessboard. Its purpose, its end game is to disrupt traditional politics. I'm going to say it again.
Right.
The end forward movement is to disrupt traditional politics. You said a while ago, man, the end game. What's the end game? The end game for the new move party is to disrupt.
Protocol
number 10 on page 32, I find it real interesting. They said that they, in the end game, to satisfy the people, they would replace the president by president taken from the mob in the midst of our puppet creation, our slave. This was the foundation of the mind that which we have laid under the Goheen people should run under the Goheen people. Well, Joe Biden is the president of the mob. He's a Democratic president. The protocol called the Democratic Party the mob.
And they are.
The mob form of government. They always have been. They got expelled in the 1720s. They expelled their ass from completely, and then they came back in power in 1870. We got the history in a chronological damn order. We got the book in a chronological order of the history of the United States from 1776 all the way up to now in a chronological order of the political parties of when they served and what they didn't do and what they did and who did this, how many votes they got, everything. I got the documentation beats all bullshit conversation.
The president it says on page 33, the president will, at our discretion, interpret the sense of such of the existing laws as a various interaction with will further our cause, indicate us in this necessity. The government constitution working pretext both for one or the other being required for the supreme welfare of the state.
Listen to this, Cole. Page 32. Cole. At the bottom on page 32, it reads, the new Constitution will reduce the number of representatives to a minimum. It will reduce political passion, and the passion of politica is that they should, which is hard to be expected, bust into flame even in the midst. The president will, at our discretion, did you hear what they said? At our discretion, interest the sense of the existing laws of the amenities, and they won't have that much duty. There won't be no need for no Congress.
Wow.
That's the protocol on page 32.
Yeah, see, and that's what we're trying to tell people. That this book has been placed since 1489.
Yeah,
when they wrote this.
This protocol is 527 years old.
They wrote this back in 1489 at the time.
Right. Long this thing is 527 years old, and he say, if you stick to this protocol, within 300 years, we'll rule the Goheen. Well, they did it in 275, and they damn sure done did it after 527. They complete control. The protocol says that we will give you your guard, and we'll take all your money.
Goheen is recognized as the so-called Caucasian of the Christian movement. The Christians are considered the Goheen. In the text of the Bible, from the word Cretan, from the land of Crete, is where you get the Goheen and the Cretans. And these, anybody say you're a Christian, that means you're a white European. It's hard.
Right.
If you're a white, but it comes to black at Antioch. In the 11th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 1, first named the Goheen Christians in Antioch, which were ran by the Negroes at Antioch, Acts 13:1. It's all in the book.
Right, right.
It's all
yeah.
in the book.
And the root word that we know, because we discussed this in our class, for that word, someone in English, and mind you, a Shriner showed this to me about 4 years ago. No, a little bit longer than that. He sent me here. I want you to take a piece. This is a white Shriner, okay? He said, I know you know the Hebrew. You understand it really well. He said, I want you to write for me on this blank piece of paper here, which goes in the printer, right, that type of paper. He said, write out big characters the word Christian. I said, okay. I wasn't sure where he was going with it. I said, okay. I wrote it out. He says, now I want you to take a line and separate where the T meets the letter I in the word Christian. Put a slant through that. So I did. He says, now you need to read it right to left and not left to right. I said, all right. So pretend that the word Christ is turned around so you can still read the word Christ coming from right to left. Right. Rearrange the last three letters, I-A-I-A-N, in the word Christian, right? I said, okay. He said, you know Hebrew. You should recognize that pronoun right away. So I took I-A-N and wrote A-N-I, Ani. He said, so a person who says that they are Christian, the reason they're thought of as a fool and an idiot is because they are saying, they're Christ. They're anointed. And then he says in the New Testament, you have to pay attention to the English vernacular. It never said that most Christians take it this way. It never said there will be those who will call themselves me saying they are the Christ. No, there will be many who say, and it's just a straight sentence, There will be many who will be calling themselves Christ. I am Christ. Not the individual that they would have us believe that, you know, believing in someone external to themselves. Yeah, I'm saying I'm that guy. No. You're saying you're that. Not you're that guy who is that. You're saying you're that. And I had to sit back in the chair for a minute. Stare at this little piece of the paper. He's chuckling, the Shriner. He's chuckling. He said, see, I know you knew Hebrew. He said, but I need to show you a little trick with this English language so that you can see what's going on. So then I asked him the critical question. I said, what about those who say they are Shriners and they say they're Christians? He looked at me and said, what's the definition? They're a fool and an idiot. If you're really worth your weight in salt and you said you're a Christian, you don't subscribe to a religion. You do not. You just want, you get the knowledge and you get the tools. And he says, and those who do make it to that level of being enshrined, that's the way he said it, well, those who are enshrined, you're your own altar. Does that sound familiar, Cole? Being you, the altar starts within you first.
Yeah.
And you have to consider what is sacred that you will allow in or not.
Look,
that's where the rubber meets the road. That was just my two cents on that.
I want to swing back to saying this new party coming out next year. They're only going to have the convention in 2020. And it says here, the question, what do you call a political party that sustains both politics partnership, both of having no platform by a politician with little and no come beyond their lack of recent political success? The lady name is Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, and they are exercising all the independents. What is the largest group out there now? Editorial division. Everybody's going to call the independents. Now, there's another group that's coming up that folks don't want to deal with, and it's called the LBGQ. They're getting their own party.
Yes.
Cool.
Well, we knew that was going to come eventually anyway.
Been in the making a long time. We had that meeting.
Yep.
And now, it rolled to that point. They're going to start their own party. And a lot of them cats that we talking about, they're coming out LBGQ.
Go ahead.
Okay, now how you gonna win any political race? You gonna fight?
That's a good, very good question.
I just wanna know. You know?
And now, Cole, you need a couple of that with the cancel culture.
Yeah, and all
because you see, it looks separate, but it's not.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to put down any opposition, dissent whatsoever, and this tracks right back to the protocols. So they're going to create the problem, you react, they come up with the solution, but the people that they're actually punishing are the people who represent what the right thing is. Yet pay attention to how that's going down with the protocol, because that's some pretty wicked stuff when you start going through these different protocols and you start seeing what the heck they're talking about. What's the true aim? The aim is to stop you. They don't care about all these people out there belong to the Alphabet Club and all. They don't care nothing about that. That means nothing to them. When the time is right, check out how it says they're going to get rid of them, though. See all these different groups, the mob and everybody? It says that they will pick them right along with the atheists, the nihilists. And look at the word nihilist. Nihilist. Nihilist is a shortened form of the word annihilate.
Yeah.
Those two words are related to each other. So the annihilation means the total destruction of something. So they say they're going to pit them against each other. Now, give you a little prophecy here, because you see what's going on here, even in the so-called Middle East with all this Islam, we can say it's fake, it's not fake, and whatever, that's irrelevant. It says that in the end, the Christians and the Muslims will be in Islam. Alfred Pike put this in his book, Morals and Dogma,
okay. Where
they will annihilate themselves. He said that is the third final conflagration. He said what the other two have, what they were about, they happened. All that's done. The third one is we haven't seen it yet. They're getting warmed up for it, and they've been warming up to it. But they're going to pit them against each other, and they will annihilate one another. The people who are left, the aftermath, will be, he says, that's when they will be introduced to the pure and unadulterated Luciferian doctrine. He said unadulterated. That's in Morals and Dogma. Albert Pike's own writings.
That's it.
So we already know where it's going. Look, you can come hollering, screaming, and kicking all you want. You can try to flee if you want. We're coming for you. That's they letting you know. They're coming for you. And you're not getting away. Yes, sir.
Brother Mahal. And it's a funny thing, too, Cole. Look at protocol number 12, what it says. When we establish our new government, the word freedom is the right to do that which the law allows. This interpretation of the word will at this proper time be of service to us, because all freedom will thus be in our hands, since the laws will abolish or create only that which is desirable for us according to the program that we are under. Did you hear what your freedom? Huh?
On Protocol 12.
Protocol 12, right there, first page, right at the top there, the word freedom, which can be termed. It says freedom is the right to do that which the law allows, meaning that all that freedom of speech, you having freedom to speak against this person and that person, freedom of, they're going to have a new world religion also. That's in the protocol. I find that if we get time. That's protocol number, that's protocol number 14. It says, it tells you about the religion of the future. We're going to establish a new world religion. Everybody going to be up on that. And not just one. Everybody with the death penalty on your ass. you don't know what you're in for. You don't know. And the only way you have peace of mind is be like, like us, Cole. We, the government pay us, so we ain't worried about nothing.
I haven't arrived in that club yet, guys.
And another thing, Cole.
I don't qualify for that kind of level of retirement where they just still shipping big bags of walnuts and peanuts to me.
Cole Haynes. They say, Cole Haynes, in 25 days they're going to run out of diesel. If they run out of diesel, they're going to run out of food. Is this true? It's plopping up all over. I'm getting a lot of students texting me with that information.
Yeah, but how are you going to run out of diesel? So I want to know.
That's
corporate America.
Yeah, see, they put the freeze on diesel. That means in December everything is sky high.
Yeah, well, that's all a part of the movement for the midterm election. But you forgot who started this thing. It was started back under Ronald Reagan when he started closing down the refineries and cutting that trade deal Arabia and the what they call them over there?
OPEC. OPEC.
OPEC. But you know that three of the major players on OPEC are African countries.
Yeah. Some people don't know that. When they say OPEC, they only think about Arabs.
But it's not. You got three major African companies tied in.
Yeah, Nigeria is one of them.
And they got more oil than Nigeria. Shit.
Well, Cole, I used to really think that because they got so much oil might explain why they're so dark skinned like that. I'm just joking, of course.
They having the ability to refine it or move the crude, they hope to pay more oil.
Yeah.
But brother, it's been a pleasure. It's been amazing, like my time to get out of here.
Take us out with the credo.
in the temple of my own body between the two gates of positive and negative vibrations, balancing them to the point where I can radiate light and light to all whom I contact, one of the peace, force, power, wisdom, love, and harmony of our ancestors. So our ancestors are the anthropic fermentation of the entire cosmos. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe-o. Peace, love, and a long life.
All right. Shalom, family.
Shalom, family.